into a state of illusion. Otherwise, the sages have quite rightly pointed out for the monks. But how is it possible in my comfort, where everyone has developed qualities to know? Not in the same degree, which both has its same qualities. And how is it possible that anyone is envious of the Lord or anyone else? It's not possible. So these two persons must be impostors at the very beginning. Now this time the commands on the platform of Chanda, passive motion. As will be explained in due course of time, when the Lord came there on his throne on the feet, he didn't wait for his servants to carry him by a palanquin or chariot. But he was aware that things were taking such a turn that the sages were in the process of cursing his words, which was part of the leader, but it could develop further. So he was anxious to reach the spot immediately to avert that. Because once the Vaishnava itself become upset, then there was only destruction in the disciplines. So the leader aspect had already been played out. Sages had cursed, got upset with Jaya and Vijaya, and wanted to send them to Mathura. This served the purpose of the Lord and of Jaya and Vijaya. That was the last time the Lord took the place. Nothing more was wanted, so the Lord came there very quickly to make sure that nothing more happened. When he came, the sages immediately got the smell of fragrance of the tulsi and rose to the bottom. And then they actually started to develop pure prayer. In the Shanta Rasa, Rupa Goswami explains that it is on the absolute platform, but there's no genuine, deep affection for the Lord. So here they got the opportunity to enter deeper into the utmost affection of the Lord. And of course, Jaya and Vijaya were getting a unique opportunity by coming there. They were getting the opportunity to actually start satisfying the Lord according to his own personal desires. Rather than their perception that, oh, God should be very great, God should be surrounded by opulences, God should be worshipped in the temple. Therefore, when they hear the cowherd voice arriving on the shoulders, can't imagine how one would dare commit such an offense as to consider oneself equal with the Lord. They can't imagine a mother Yashoda to chastise her children and even tie them up. So we scream in our eye. No one is superior to you. You can't have anything such conception. So here I am in Italy, a unique opportunity because I understood that the Lord was desiring to be judged in fighting us. They understood that the devotees who were set in position to satisfy them. Wants to fight away, let him fight with him. If you want to be chastised, yes, I'm willing to take that position. So as it goes on to show, Jai Jai took three births and into the world. Each time with a more intimate form of the Lord. We see her Rama, Krishna, Varaha, Rama, Krishna. And eventually, they even got to come in Granada. Because they developed a sincere desire to satisfy the Lord. Not to dictate to the Lord, oh, yes, you have a great God, creator of everything. You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't be treated in this way, you can't be treated in that. But come for now, he gets bored of that situation. When he understands that Krishna is manifesting in the material world, that his Vrindavan Dham is manifesting in the material world, and that his pastimes are going to be displayed in the material world. And by coming out, he lives up from there. Not from one of the planets, but from all of the planets. And he comes and enters the body of Krishna, just as Krishna's pastimes. And then if I thought that they won't just be God, but it was done somewhere for some purpose. But some of the devotees like me, who have begun to understand who that is, they also get to go along with that movement. And they also get to manifest in those pastimes and to associate with eternal service. Whether it be Dwapa or Vrindavan, Asimpur. According to the intimacy of their desire. And by that association with eternal service to the Lord, they can actually start to develop an intimate relationship. Generally speaking, Vaishnava does not desire any five kinds of devotion. Certainly never desires to merge into the existence of the Lord. He would have gone guilty or rules. But generally speaking, we will not desire to have a poor person that is in the living on the same planet, having the same happiness, same body and form. We won't desire anything. It's a not actually useful for developing pure devotional sense. That is stunning pure devotional sense. To develop that mood of all levels. One should try to gain the maximum benefit of this descriptions which are taking place here in the Bhagavad Gita. A great warning in the position of Jaya Vijaya was superior to the position of Kokumara. But still, because of their offense, they were to fulfill by them. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that one who attains my supreme of all will never return to this world. What is that supreme goal? It's called open the heart. God over and down. Yes, from my point of view, this gospel is full. Not usual, but it's possible. And it's also possible to progress higher. Some people have the notions of whatever place you go in the spiritual world, that is where you have to stay. But this notion is not supported by the Rigor Swami and Sri Vishnu Thakur. By association, one can develop more minds and intimate moods. And rise, even up to the most inmost chambers of Vrindavan. Which is the opportunity that everyone sitting here has. The opportunity everyone sitting here has. Not guaranteed, one has to develop the intense desire to follow in the footsteps. And then it is possible to enter into the innermost chambers of Kundalini Vrindavan. If one develops that intense desire, if one develops that desire to the point where nothing else exists in this consciousness. The way to attain that situation is by associating with the Vaishnavas and engaging in the nine forms of devotional service to the Lord and to the Vaishnavas. It's very simple. By continuously glorifying, remembering, praying Vaishnavas and Lord, one can enter deeper and deeper into an intimate relationship. By engaging any other activities in the soul and the Vaishnavas, one will enter them deep, no deeper into darkness. Look at it in this. By the small of the world, forces one to forget this constitution position. Just as the full moon, digit by digit, turns into the dark moon. So however one, high one is elevated in devotion to service, it remains a sense of fantasy. Vaishnavas, any motives. Devotion remembers the world of the gifts. So Jaya Vijaya is terrified. Please don't put us in a state of total forgetfulness, or whatever punishes in any way you wish. And lo, he came rushing there on his own feet. Like the moon. To protect his devotees, because his promise, my devotee, would never be banished. What happened to devotee vanished? Devotional services so powerful controls Krishna. What happened to devotee vanished? Simply the events vanished. No, there's no more to see this. He tries his best to protect the body. But if one goes mad, then he cannot listen to good advice, he cannot. So we have to be very careful. We have to develop an intense desire to serve the Lord. At the same time, we have to be very careful not to offend those who are on the path of devotional service. It said that Mahadev, Lord Shiva, is the greatest Vaishnava. But even if that Mahabhava, some affects a nearby devotee, he will cool down. Krishna is manifested as Vaishnavas, as Tulasi, as Bhagavatam, and as the Ganga. Sakshatam. They are as good as Krishna. The deity has to be assumed. He has to request the fundamental form. And the Vaishnavas, Bhagavatam, Tosi, and Ganga are always as good as Krishna. When you feed a Vaishnava, you feed Krishna. When you pray to Vaishnava, you pray to Krishna. Serve Vaishnava, you serve Krishna. When you offend the Vaishnava, you offend Krishna. With a single difference. If one offends Krishna directly, he will forgive very soon. But when you offend Krishna in the form of Vaishnava, then he is not inclined to forgive. So Jani Vijaya, only in the future. The commands, we celebrate, we celebrate. Right, we'll stop there. If there's any questions or comments, and then we can send them to the time. You know, we've got to go on, come back. That's it. This isn't speculations. What is the importance today? Today is actually the day when the Ganga reached the ocean. A little while ago we had General Saptami. That's when Ganga started her journey from Mayapur. Before that, just before Gokulima, she stopped in Mayapur for 1 month. Mark and Falcon and Swami's two since she started her journey again in Goswami Bhajan. Before that she descended from the heavenly planets in the earth region. Before that she came in from the spiritual realm when Ramanadev pierced the chair of the universe. So anyway, we'll come to that. Ganga originates from Goloka. It's a Christian plain. When Radha and Krishna were enjoying on Govardhan, then their bodies actually melted together. And Ganga, that liquid, became unstained. Or plain one day. Plain one day. From there she joined with the Yamuna. She starts from Govardhan and goes to Uruvan, Talavan, and then she comes to Mathura and mixes with the Yamuna and travels with the Yamuna. Throughout the world, the Vaikuntha planets, and eventually, by the grace of the Lord, she enters into the material world to give the living entities an opportunity to develop love of God. One cannot develop love of God as long as one is entangled. And the material world is a creature. So anyone who approaches the Ganga is immediately washed of all previous sins. But of course they will get out and carry on the message. You imagine the opposite. But still that benefit is very great. There are different aspects of Ganga. The said Lord has many forms. His most intimate devotees also have many forms in Dwapa and Mahadri, Vaikuntha and even the manifesting of the soul. So generally the Ganga one has to bathe and bathe and bathe. Bhagavatam says, first time. After long, long days in the Ganga, one's heart may become purified. To please one from previous sinful actions and slowly the coverings of the ignorance and passion will peel away. But here in my form, that is not the Ganga which is manifest. Here in my form is that plain mandala. One who bathes here in Ganga can develop plain. Because they're actually bathing in the plain of Radha and Krishna. Actually, Roshi was very curious about this. discussing with another and will blow my heart out. Possible. So Krishna came there and all she started to sing bhajans. So Krishna requested, now please don't you sing. Because when I hear you sing and blow it, and I start to melt on it. So Lord Shiva said, I don't believe. And he started to sing. And he saw that Krishna's body started to melt, become liquid. Become liquid. So this is the Ganga. It's the most intimate moon of Krishna. A manifesting moon without Buddha mind. You see, original Ganga claimant. Radha and Krishna is loving moon.
One can be better.
that the intention is there. So fortunate that we come to some of the ocean for the soul. Don't settle for something less. Tomorrow is near to our culture. Don't be distracted by the skippy things taken in the drums. To simply there to cheat us out of Christian faith. The benefit of observing such days is to attain Christian faith. It's not to get tired at the end of the night and sleep all day the next day thinking all this. Fasting, yes. You cannot attend Christian faith by fasting, by austerities. Impossible. So I don't find these things in the Bible. Yes, the day of fellowship is when we increase our devotion to Krishna. So with us, we have more time to increase our devotion. But if we fast and simply meditate on what we want to do tomorrow, then maybe we come out of the minister, like the general. So that the general is what the message is. We go to Gandhi on special day and we always are going to get rid of all that sin from there. That's what you'll get. And so what? It's not a Christian thing. Back to the being of the soul and skill to avoid Vaishnava birth. Gandhi's flowing with the rare mercy, come just in two days into the crossroad into the kingdom. Don't think, God, I'm such a great devotee that I don't need the association of such a personality. I'm already absorbed in my service. One engages in the service of these four. Bhagavatam, Vaishnavas, Bhagavatam, Ganga. He certainly attends. The place of chair, all the four grumblings, up and down the temples. Chanting Bhagavatam. devotional service to become truly Lord of Brahma. Or even to become one of the Westerners of the world. Only devotional service to perform devotional service. That is the goal of devotional service, to perform devotional service. More than moments in my heart. More than moments in my belief. It means to satisfy the senses of Krishna. Continuously satisfying the senses. To take the association in that mood and the complete blessing of that Krishna prayer. And what foolish person would want to take that opportunity? running to a child that was looking for something to set. One day he came to a lake. He said, took some shad and threw it into the lake, and the fishes ate that the shad, and the lake goes up from the lake and go on and things and then up to the lake. And then he walked on. His disciples were completely stunned, and they rushed after him, and they asked him, "What happened there?" He said, "Yeah, they took fish in the shad." He said, "Well, weren't they in the fish in the shad every day?" He said, "Yeah, but you're feeling your belly, and they seem to accept it, which you just shout, and then that was that." This is the prophecy. If it's not happening, we have to look in our own hearts. Anyway, there it is. Gamla has said it, there it is. Worship the Gamla. It's actually seeing flowers, standing in the place, and sense. He's like to be engaged in Krishna service. He means in a devoted world of Krishna, to none of us is advised as how we can engage it today by bringing the Buddha and putting it into the fountain. And on any day, we bring down the wealth of Jesus. Shiva Bhagavatam Jiva, Shiva Bhagavatam Jiva. Gangare!